This is Ms. Olivia from CoachToEatCum.com. I want to talk to you about a cum eating fantasy, the evolution of a cum eating fantasy. He says it started out simple enough. He was sort of bored looking for something new and interesting. That is the way some people fall into a fetish. Here's what he said in his own words. Like most guys, I never really thought about eating my own cum. As an aside from this mistress, most men don't know that cum eating is a common sexual fantasy. I'll continue with what he said. As time has gone by and my sexual desires have grown, eating my own cum has become my latest fascination. Ooh, I like that. So, for a lot of guys, tasting pre-cum is the way to begin cum eating. This is especially true for the guys that wonder if cum eating is kinky or crazy or gross. That's what happened with this man. As he says, quote, it started simple enough. A small taste of pre-cum, easily licked off a finger, was the first foray into cum eating. Things got more interesting after that. You see, I have developed a taste for she-male fantasies. Ooh. He calls phone sex for these she-male fantasies, and one day his mistress told him he was going to lick up more than pre-cum. Mistress doesn't have to be mean or a bitch. She doesn't have to yell. In fact, check out this essay, Mistress Doesn't Mean Bitch, to see what I mean. What she does have to do is be a skilled dominant, able to say the right thing at the right time. With this man, it was, as he was coming, she said, eat your own cum. Just put the tip of your tongue into that puddle of cum. What happened after that first taste of cum? Stay tuned and you'll find out. Let's see what happens with your taste of cum when you dial 1-800-601-7259 and ask for Olivia.